This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are again Wednesday, the 4th of October. I'm Doug Steffen. Wish I could tell you I was at my best. I actually am perky, feel normal, but my voice is not the same because I did something millennials think was kind of silly. I got myself out of taking a bite out of some pizza that was... And it's funny because it shows up in different ways, gluten-free. Meredith made some bread the other day, and it's yummy. And I think she told me it was not gluten-free, but I didn't notice it. It's like there's different kinds of gluten. This pizza, man, woo!
Some things are just harder to digest. Whoa. I find that I have the same problem. I can eat croissants all day long, never bothers me. But if I take like a piece of hearty, even if it's organic or whatever it is, any kind of hearty bread, it's just, it kills me.
So my remedy to the indigestion is always taking a capful of vinegar, apple cider vinegar. And so I did, but this time it didn't go down the right way, and it just, it came back up. I couldn't breathe, honestly. I was really worried for about 30 seconds, as I couldn't breathe. And it just, I coughed it up and got it out, and...
They tell you to dilute that stuff, Dougie, because it'll take apart your tooth enamel.
Really? I don't know that.
Yeah, you've got to be careful.
All right, there's Jennifer Horn. Today is World Vodka Day.
Oh, thank God.
Raise a glass, toast to one of the world's most popular drinks. Vodka is the Slavic word for little water, traditionally made by mixing water with distilled grains or potatoes. Yeah, have you ever had? The vodka I have had, I can't tell you I'm an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I remember drinking vodka a couple of times when I was younger, and it didn't seem to have any taste at all. So why do you drink it? What is there? Does vodka have taste, really?
Yeah. It's got a slight taste, but I think you mix it. I mean, it's a neutral base, so you can mix it with almost anything.
Yeah, beer? How would vodka...
That's disgusting.
Beer, no?
You had to find the one thing you can't mix.
How about blueberry juice?
Sure. Vodka, I'm sure you could do that.
Yeah?
You should do that next time you go to a bar. Can I have a vodka and blueberry juice?
Blueberry.
The next time I go to a bar will probably not be too soon. I don't think we used to go to a place called Wimey's when I was in college in Tiffin. Wimey's restaurant, it was a hangout, kind of. And I think I only went there two or three times when I was in college. That's the only bar I think I've ever been in, other than some pubs in England. I don't look at pubs as being bars for some reason, but I guess they're...
There is a different... Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know
I definitely
I mean?
See it differently, yeah, too. Yeah,
you feel it.
Pubs are more... They're much more of a social and local community hub in Europe than just... I mean, there are some local bars that everybody... There's always regulars and things like that, but it does seem to be tied more intrinsically with the local community in Europe.
You go into the bar, and there's all this philosophizing. I can remember... listening to a fellow, actually it was in England last year, in a kind of a pub and a bar. This fellow found out that I was American, and he wanted to know about a couple of books that were written by Americans. And then he went off on this. The guy was probably 70-something. He said, "My father told me to stay with it. Don't quit." He wanted to know what I did for a living. "Do you work hard?" he asked me, I remember. "But don't work too much. Save your money. Have some fun. Have a pint. Save the world, have a pint." I think of that when I'm thinking about what's going on in Las Vegas or what's going on in the Middle East or all of these things that we are following. And I think because we are on information overload, that's one of the reasons we've been analyzing, maybe a little analysis paralysis, why it is that we get to a point with all these things that happen and we just stop. And I think it's because there's information overload. It's just too much. So how do you decide what to follow when you think about it? I was watching, I don't know what was on TV the other day when I got to Meredith's house, but it was house rebuilding shows, and there are about a dozen of those, and they're all nonsensical. And there's so much hype involved in those sorts of things. And I think that that's true when it comes to the news media. It's a lot of hype and not much information. And so then you have to decide, you don't have to, but it seems to me, I make this judgment all the time when I'm deciding what we're going to talk about on the air. Sometimes the ladies influence me, and sometimes I'm influenced by what they're talking about off the air as to what we do when we're on the air. But I just think you can only pick and choose so many things, and I don't choose to go down this road. I am disgusted with what happened in Las Vegas, and there are all kinds of new little tidbits that we could talk about, what, you know, more about the lady who got back to LAX. Come on, so what? What is it? Other than your insatiable curiosity for weird stuff, how does it make your life better to know the woman came out of the LAX in a wheelchair with handcuffs on?
Well, I think people are wanting to explain this away. They want to find a reason for it. And I think that's where this thirst for this kind of information comes from.
You really think that? You really think most
I really
people
do. I really think people are traumatized. Yeah, because I think people are traumatized and they want to believe it can never happen again.
Oh, yeah.
And the only reason that they can do that, or the only way they can do that, is to explain it to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Or get some information from some other source. And then, you know, so we have people that are now trying to trace this guy's movements in Las Vegas. Why? What?
Well, I think, like Jen said, people want to make sense of it, and they want to know, like, could this have been prevented?
But there is no sense to it. The guy was a madman. There's no sense to it at all.
Well, it's a human trait that you want to try and, you have to put things in boxes. You have to try and figure out what caused it in order to understand it and get over it. I don't think it's really easy to say, oh, it doesn't make sense, and then just put it out of your mind. But that's not how human brains work.
Well, that's how mine works. I like to putting things in a box, put the cover on the box, and put it away. Unless there's some other reason to discuss this, you know.
Well, then shut your ears, because there's something new I want to talk
about.
Yeah. All right, just for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently, this guy had targeted another concert and got cold feet that authorities in Vegas are thinking right now. He booked a condo in downtown Las Vegas with the Life is Beautiful Festival, which was happening in, I think it was September 25th, around that time, over the weekend. And so the reason I think that that's important is that many people thought maybe that the country music destination was somehow a message or somehow a motivating factor, a certain type of audience he was trying to target, and now that seems to be less like that if he was trying to target some other kind of music festival. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay, so that adds to the conversation, a bit of interesting sort of gossip. You can yak about it with your friends, but how does it keep it from not happening again? And that's
exactly the problem. It's,
yeah.
You know, is there something that we can take away from this to use in, you know, to prevent something like this from happening? But,
no.
You know, like Jen said, this would have been almost impossible to predict.
Yeah.
It would have
mm-hmm.
almost been impossible to stop. It's, you know, it's just an unfortunate tragedy.
Yep. All right, 15 past the hour. We'll get to a couple of interesting stories about people in the news in a moment. First, though, I would like those of you who are business people to cogitate using smarter tools, especially when it comes to hiring. And if you're in charge of HR, think to yourself, what if hiring could be easier, more streamlined, less time-consuming? So even when you're really very busy, which is most of the time, you can still be smart about how you hire somebody. Along comes ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter and its tools, you can post your job to hundreds of job sites. This is a technology that matches the job to the person. So you'll be notified about qualified candidates, your job posted, and maybe in a few minutes even, the software works so quickly, you could receive a lot of matches even in an hour or two. Most of the jobs, the positions are highlighted, and you'll get a lot of feedback within the first day. 80% of employers, in fact, who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through that site in one day. So easy to use. Please go to ZipRecruiter. It is the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com, and use the code DJV. Yeah, you want to use it free for the first time. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV for those qualified job candidates you need to run your company better. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. To use ZipRecruiter free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com, Capterra.com.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 505 regular fit and 501 original fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
All right, television report time. Tom Hanks says he's going to bring back David S. Pumpkins. He made the, according to the people at Saturday Night Live, anyway, people fall in love with his character last year. I have not any idea.
I don't know who it is. Yeah,
I didn't. No, I don't. Do you?
Oh, this was this goofy, yeah, when Tom Hanks hosted the Halloween special of SNL. It was just this funny, goofy character that was at an amusement park. And it, for whatever reason, he's so likable. He can make the dumbest character into a national phenomenon. It became like the number one costume last year. So it's not surprising.
Does he get costumed up or is it just his voice?
I'm David Pumpkins. And I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
It's just a goofy... and then he dances. So they're going to make an animated version of it now.
And he's wearing, like, a full tuxedo that has, like, orange pumpkins on it. So he's just very
goofy.
Silly.
Goofy stuff. Silly stuff.
But all cute, right. Yeah.
So they're going to do a special on October 28th. Not in Saturday. It was on Saturday Night Live to begin with. Mm-hmm. But now it's going to be a special... it's a half-hour show. They built on it. Oh, okay. All right. I watched Lethal Weapon last night. Didn't think it was anything special. Not as good as some of the ones I'd seen last year. And watched Bull, which I think was good. But at that time, I was going through this thing with my voice, so I wasn't paying much attention to it. There must be some new things on tonight, Jen.
Lots of it, yeah. Designated Survivor is new tonight. We love that show. Also, Survivor, brand new on CBS at 8 p.m. The Blacklist, new on NBC at 8. Fox has got Empire.
Blacklist is on at 8?
Yeah.
Why do they put a show that's so violent? Why do they put that on at 8 o'clock? I don't understand this. And they put Madam Secretary on at 10.
Yeah, because then they have to make room for Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Hello.
That's at 9. Doesn't make any sense here. All right, what else you got?
All right, I'll be watching ABC, as I mentioned, Designated Survivors at 10. Plus, they have the second episode this season of American Housewife, which is great, on ABC. That's at 9:30. And if you're looking for something, I don't know, maybe a little newsy, maybe you just don't get enough of it during your everyday life, Frontline on PBS tonight is covering North Korea's deadly dictator, a rare inside look at Kim Jong-un.
Like, we need more about
that. That's a 10 on PBS. Right, I know. Watch Designated Survivor, A Modern Family. It'll make you happier.
Yeah. All right. Well, Designated Survivor, for me, it's too late. So I have to find the old episodes.
Hit that DVR.
Show. Yeah, I know. Or Netflix. Okay, Jennifer, thank you. Victoria, Kara, 21 after the hour, the DJV show.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Unlike all the other ladies, she looks so young and sweet. She made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street.
Smoky sort of bar singers that I like. Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, postponing the rest of their Runaway Train tour after he got doctor's orders to treat an issue concerning his vertebrae. He posted, quote, "I'm so disappointed to have to suspend the tour as the band is on a great roll. It's a privilege to play for our fans, hoping to be back out on the road soon." And there aren't any other details about whatever was going on with him. But take it from me, back problems are nothing to mess with. They're no fun. They can really knock you for a loop. They really can. So, hips and vertebrae and discs and all that other stuff. The tour started in August. They played a number of shows. Cut out the September 30th gig in Columbus, and that's when the rest of the trek. So, supposedly in Greenville, South Carolina, later this week, and then it goes to Chicago. The tour wraps up in November in Chicago. But I think he probably is pretty active on stage. That may be one reason that they, you know, some of these guys, Garth Brooks, you see him dancing around, Madonna, all these, and Springsteen is pretty active as well when he's out on stage. Although I don't think that's the case with his Broadway show, Victoria. He seems supposedly going to sit and sing, tell
some
stories.
It's a mix of, storytelling. It's based on his book, Born to Run, book that I gave you that you didn't read.
Yes,
that everyone in the world loves, but, you know, what else?
We don't know whether
I'll have to get you a more useful gift this year, that's all.
Oh, that was very nice. Thank you. Very thoughtful.
So people are really excited to hear him tell his stories, and of course, he's an amazing storyteller and a great writer.
Get a ticket so we could just run down there. Not easy for my schedule to do that, but also, you told a story earlier off the air about some friend of yours who got a hold of these tickets, now become available.
They're releasing. Yeah, they're releasing a few tickets each day that are right up front. So my brother's girlfriend bought two tickets yesterday in the second row. She paid $850 each, but she just sold one for $1,700. So now she's going to sit next to a stranger who's a sucker, but she gets to go tomorrow night, so she's excited.
Is that amazing?
Oh my God! All right, so they also. The folks working with Bruce have announced what will be, they think, his set list. So it starts with, I don't know, it starts with, there are 15 songs. Normally he plays in his shows about 30, 40 songs, I think. It goes on for 3-4 hours sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But this list includes Growing Up, My Hometown, My Father's House, The Wish, Thunder Road, Promised Land, Born in the USA, 10th Avenue, Freeze Out, Tougher Than the Rest, Brilliant Disguise, Ghost of Tom Joad. I don't know that song. You know that song?
Ghost of Tom Jones?
Yeah, Joad. I don't know that song. Long
Walk
Tom Home.
Jones. Okay.
Dancing in the Dark. I love that song. I think it's a great song. Born to Run. Another good song.
So this is the Ghost of Tom Joad. It's the slower one. How do you feel about it?
Don't like it.
I don't know this song. I'm not like the biggest Bruce fan, so I don't know all the songs.
No, this is what I want to hear from Bruce Springsteen. This is what I want to hear. Dancing in the Dark. Crack this up, will you, Kara?
Going through and getting all these songs, they all sound exactly the same to me.
Yeah,
I won't lie.
I think that's what I like, frankly. All right, the boss. Here is a focus of our attention and affection. DJ V time is 28 past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Mercedes-Benz future plans became very evident when they presented their all-electric version of the EQA concept. Mercedes said they will sell electrified versions of all of their models by 2022. The EQA concept would be an electrified compact car. The EQA looks very like the Tesla Model 3, and statistically it's similar to the Model 3 as well. Their wheelbases are within 5 inches of each other, and the EQA can go 62 miles in just 10 minutes of charging. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Half 34 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan in this half hour, Kara Schillen. And we'll be joined by Jim Jenkins, who's an expert on Generation Z. We've heard of Generation X. Is there a Generation Y? Or is that the chromosome?
No, there's a Gen Y.
Is there? That's right, too. So is
Gen
there a generation?
Y, before this whole millennial label came up, most of like people in their 20s to mid-30s were Gen Yers.
Really?
So, yeah, now everyone's just a millennial if you're under 35, but it's kind of, it was Gen X and then Gen Y.
So what happens when we run out of alphabet?
We start all over again? I don't know.
Generation A. Yes, okay. So in the food news department, today is Taco Day, or if you're from my neck of the woods, Taco
Day. Ew, why do you guys do that?
Taco. First referenced by the name Taco at the end of the 19th century, the conquistador Cortez mentioned a meal prepared with tortillas far back as 1520. Those would have been the soft wheat or corn tortilla, hard taco shells, taco, are more recent. What do they put in them to make them hard? What is there about the
taco? They deep fry the corn tortilla.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So they take like a regular round corn tortilla and they put it into a little sort of tray that has little slots that, that makes them stand up, and then they just deep fry them and then they come out in that sort of little shell.
Okay. For those of you who are looking for just the right organic touch to Halloween, I, your friendly, convenial host, congenial, I can do that too, have found organic candy corn. Oh. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it does exist. Yum Earth has made organic candy corn this year. Let's see what it has for nutritional values. I can't read it because I...
The nutritional value is nothing. It doesn't matter if it's organic. Okay. It means it's got zero nutritional value.
70 calories, no fat. Let's see here. No cholesterol, 35 milligrams of sodium, no potassium. So why are they even listed on here? 18 grams of carbs.
Which is probably all sugar. How many grams of sugar?
Let's see here. What does it say for sugar? It doesn't actually say sugar. It has carbohydrates.
Oh, yeah, well, sugar. The carbs are
14
sugar.
Grams of sugar.
Okay.
All right? And that's it. But you know what? You need to have something like organic.
Oh, my God. No one needs that.
Help.
Besides, candy corn is gross. As far as candy corn, as far as Halloween candy ranks, that's a gross one.
Candy corn. I like candy corn. All right, another.
Because they're pure sugar.
Item from the food desk. Halo Top. How many people have been eating?
I wish Jen was still here for this. That's
her
favorite. I
can get on board with that.
Really? Top-selling ice cream in U.S. grocery stores? Big news. Released a dairy-free vegan version of Halo Top. I've not seen this, but I don't go looking for that. I usually buy Haagen-Dazs or once in a while Ben & Jerry's.
Well, yeah, they're in the same little pint-sized container, so they look a lot like those, the branding, but they have...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a... I mean, they're all different colors based on what the...
You bought some? Have you tasted
it? Yeah, I had the vanilla kind, which was really good, but apparently they have... Well, they have a pumpkin one now, so I'm wondering if
they have
tried that or not. And apparently, I think it's... what is it? Birthday cake is the best tasting one, apparently. So.
Really? They have peanut butter cup, chocolate oatmeal cookie, sea salt caramel.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Caramel
kind of
macchiato. What the hell is that?
Macchiato.
Macchiato.
So like coffee.
Coffee. Yeah.
Yucca. Cinnamon roll, chocolate covered banana. Amongst that, coconut milk is the base for this, and depending on the flavor, there are 280 to 360 calories in it, 16 to 24 grams of sugar. So you get the same sugar in there. What's the big idea?
I do think I think that Halo Top has less sugar than other...
No, but you're complaining about sugar. You don't like the organic candy corn, but you like this stuff?
I've never had this stuff. I'm not a big dessert person. I mean, I like ice cream every once in a while, but...
The difference is Halo Top has a ton of protein in it, so it's actually ice cream that has some kind of nutritional value. Candy corn doesn't have anything. There's zero nutritional value of candy corn.
Come on, makes you smile. Especially when you know it's organic.
That doesn't do anything.
I chuckle. I brought it. I gave a packet. Meredith was...
There's nothing natural about candy corn.
And I brought this over and gave it. Say, look, there really is organic candy corn. All right, I'm going to have to try this Halo Top ice cream, though.
I know Jennifer loves this stuff. She is often talking about it. I think they have a pumpkin spice one, too.
Okay, people in the news. Congressman Tim Murphy. Text message sent to him by a woman with whom he's been involved in an extramarital relationship. Took him to task for his anti-abortion statements. Apparently, he had an affair with her and she got pregnant and he urged her to get an abortion. But in his public life, hypocrite that he is, and more of these guys show up with these smug... I just when I see these sorts of things, normally I'd pass over something like this, but the value added that comes from these hypocritical bastards who just Meredith asked me this question: why do men do this? And, you know, I don't know. It just, it's, it is the hip, the, you can hear in my voice. I don't know what to really say. You come up with this stuff. And what credibility do you have?
I don't know. It's hard to say anything about him that's appropriate for.
This guy introduced a bill to ban abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Yet he gets a woman pregnant.
Mm-hmm. It's always that way. This is the least surprising story that we've done in a really long time.
Really?
I mean, as a woman, this always happens. You always hear these stories. The more conservative the guy is, the faster he is to, you know, hand over some cash for the abortion when his girlfriend, his extramarital affair, gets knocked up. I mean, this happens all the time. I mean, it probably happens on the left side, too, but at least they're more open about it, you know, in terms of, like, they're more liberal and let the woman,
choose. I would agree with that. I just think they're hypocrites all over the place. And I'm looking at a picture of this guy, and he just looks, he's smarmy looking, smirky.
And I would think the more you protest about something, the more more likely you are to be.
Well, that goes with homophobes, especially.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The toe tappers. You know, hey, look, you know how I feel about Vladimir Putin.
Oh, my God. 42 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to explore the world of the Generation Zers. Sounds like a television show, doesn't it? Wasn't there a show called
Gen
Z? V, I don't know. Meanwhile, the unmatched balance of Mother Nature is now retained by modern science in the form of the folks at Balance of Nature putting together fruits and veggies. But, you know, I also got... And this is something you can look for when you go to the Balance of Nature website. They have a sort of a, like protein, when you get those canisters, like Super Beets in a sense, canisters of things that have been derivatized, if there's a word, like fiber and spice. They have a canister, you put that in your smoothie, all kinds, because we don't get enough fiber in our diet either. That's what their specialty is at Balance of Nature. Giving you what you don't get enough of in your normal daily eating routine, like fruits and veggies, fiber and spice. All of these things are available, plus really good advice. Talking to health coaches, more and more of a thing I hear from people, they really like that aspect of it. So you go online to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code DJV, and you can get a free month supply of whatever product it is that you want to start with. And that's fruits and veggies usually. And as Victoria said, three capsules a day. So you want to have, there's a 1 month supply here, three capsules of each of them a day, and your immune system will be enhanced by 700% by the time you've finished a month or two on this routine. And we all know how important it is, especially this day and age, to have a strong immune system. So boost it up there, balance it with Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Get your immune system up to 720%. Cost you 22 cents a day to do that. Isn't it worth it not to get sick? First month free at balanceofnature.com, code DJV.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. Hope you're still not sore about that time I deep fried your big screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one. Sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
44 after the hour here. On the DJV Experience, Jim Jenkins is the CEO of Universities North America East. So I need to start with that, Jim. Explain, please, help us understand what goes on at Universities North America East.
Greg, good morning. Thanks for having me. A little bit about Sodexo. We're a 50-year-old company founded primarily as a food service organization. We now operate in 80 countries and have about 425,000 employees worldwide. Here in North America, we serve 15 million customers a day at 13,000 client sites. So the university sector, we do that, and we manage integrated facilities management, services, and food services for institutions around the globe. We have over 1,000 universities that we currently have partnerships with, and you know, we're here today to talk about a survey that we did across the globe.
So you have 400 colleges and universities in our country that you serve, And this is a survey, as you've suggested, of students. To what end? What's the focus? Why did you take
the focus? The focus is for us to try to learn more about insights and key trends as it relates to what makes a student decide to select a college or university. What are they looking for as it relates to their living experiences? What's it going to take for institutions to retain them? And what is viewed as a key attribute for success from the students?
Mm-hmm. So what'd you find?
Well, we found a lot of things. There's a lot of stress out there. I mean, this generation is completely different than Gen Z's. Very tech savvy. Grew up with social media. Never didn't have it. Always connected. Sort of always there. And
is that part of the stress? Do you think? Do you have children? Do you have children this age?
I do. Mine are just out of college, all three of them. But I've watched them sort of grow through that period, and they're really connected, but they're not necessarily social. So
yeah, they're really connected, but they're not really connected.
Yeah.
Maybe we can chuckle about that for a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that came out in the survey. 86% of the students in the U.S. study independently in their rooms. So for institutions, what they can do is focus on opportunities for collaboration. That doesn't mean that these students aren't connected. They're very connected. What it means is that they're just connected independently.
All right. So when you went to college, Jim, and mm-hmm. when I went to college, we did, as you just suggested, we often met if we were in an independent study, for example. Four or five of us would get together in the library or in some study hall and work on things. And now what they do, if I'm reading this correctly, is they may be on things together, but they're on social. They may be on their iPhone or their device together sharing stuff rather than being in the same room with each other.
Exactly. And this is an important amenity that this generation has to have. So if you're an institution trying to attract students, you can't just have Wi-Fi in the library and in the residence hall. It has to be everywhere.
So how did the schools that you've used this, you brought this back to the schools, how are they reacting to the information? What are they doing with it?
Well, they're gearing. One other very interesting factor or point that came out was really about the selection process, and we found that they're coming to campus. They've already done their homework. So 43% are making decisions on the first impression. So institutions need to be ready for that. What's the curb appeal like? What do the facilities look like? Is it inviting? Is it friendly? All right, and then they're telling us that the friendly environment and feeling welcome is actually more important than an institution's reputation.
Yeah.
So for the selection process, there's a bunch of things that they can do. During the living experience or the experience at their time they're going to school, there's a lot of stress, right? Mm-hmm. Financial stress, physical health, mental health, will I get a job? So institutions being able to provide services that deal with everything from counseling to, having great workout facilities is really, really important.
Mm-hmm. I find this to be fascinating. I was on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater for 12 years and got pretty close to the nitty-gritty of what was going on. And I'm thinking of that school as I'm reading the results of this very helpful survey and thinking, well, what does it have and what does it not have, and what do they need to do? And I wonder about some of these schools that are on the edge anyway because it's too expensive, there are too many of them, and wonder, after looking at this information from you, whether some of these schools actually will survive in the future. Very interesting, very cogent stuff. Jim, thank you. Jim Jenkins, as the CEO of a division of Sodexo, the university is providing food services on campuses around the country and around the world. 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ah, 53 past the hour. This is where I get to play with Victoria and Kara, Chuck Curry, because he's not here. So, there is movie news, however, that we ought to pursue. Matter of fact, the things that are trending on Facebook when it comes to movies, Avatar, Wonder Woman, It, Star Wars, Blade Runner comes out, that Blade Runner 2049, that comes out this week, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. James Cameron making a deal. I'm not going to take all the, I'm just giving you the headlines. We'll get to the nitty-gritty in a moment here.
I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner, right in the middle of a kitchen facelift. Let me show you what we're doing to a door. Old door, we're changing it to a shaker-style door by simply using some Titebond original wood glue, a few wood strips, a little caulk and putty and paint. This thing is going to look fantastic. We'll be hanging these doors later today. You're ready to save some money around your house? Well, your windows may be allowing that cold air to sneak in. Believe it or not, there's actually a barrier here. It's Duck Brand Max Window Insulator Kit. Very easy to install, and you're able to block out that cold air. Another thing you might not think about is installing insulation in your attic. Mineral wool insulation from Roxel is so easy to cut with a bread knife, put an extra layer of protection in your attic, and not only will it save you money during the winter, also all summer long as well. It's mildew resistant, mold resistant, fire resistant, termite resistant. Great way to go, and you can find out more information at Today's.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Yeah.
most recognizable tunes from a movie in the modern era. Celine Dion and movie music from Titanic. So James Cameron reuniting with the Titanic star Kate Winslet, who apparently wants to, or he wants her, to be a part of Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hike. There are many of these they're going to have. So is that basically the story? She wants to, he wants her.
This is, yeah, both. It's confirmed now that she has officially joined the Avatar franchise.
Really?
And so they said it's in full tilt production on the four upcoming sequels. I think that he's going to do what he did last time and film all four of them at the same time.
Right.
And then, so it's like one super long movie shoot and then break them down into four movies. He actually released a statement saying, Kate and I have been looking for something to do together for 20 years since our collaboration on Titanic, which was one of the most rewarding experiences of my career. And he said, I can't wait to see her bring the character of Ronald to life. So she's joining the old cast, is coming back. Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, Sigourney Weaver, they're all back.
I think the bad guy, though, got bumped off in the first one. Lang, I think, was his name.
Oh, no, he's back. He's on the list. Yeah, he's back.
Really? I thought he got bumped off.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but he's on the list here.
He's a tough-looking bad guy. Basically, he's a tough guy. So, she's coming back. She's in the movie that's out this weekend about the... I don't know who the guy is who's her co-star. It's a plane that takes off to get them to someplace, and it crashes in a mountain. It's about their survival.
It's called The Mountain Between Us.
That's it, right.
And that's Idris Elba. He's been in a lot of stuff lately, so it's an interesting choice for her. It must be, I always respect her movie choices, choice of roles, so it must have something that I'm missing from the previews. Because it looks kind of like a basic survival movie.
It looks that way too.
It might have more of an intellectual spin.
I said, okay, Meredith, we go to see this, and she just kind of shrugged her shoulders, so I don't know.
I'm with her. I had the same reaction, but. Yeah.
Jared Leto is going to play Hugh Hefner in a biopic about Hefner and his life. So is that guy? I'm trying to picture Jared Leto. What does he look like?
The thing that you would have seen him in most recently was a few years ago. He won the Oscar for playing the transsexual in the Matthew McConaughey movie about the guy who died. What was that movie called? Matthew McConaughey won the Oscar too.
Oh, it was a drug dealer. That wasn't it?
Yeah, the cowboy guy.
Dallas,
he was the bull rider.
Oh.
I forget the name of it. It was a great movie.
Oh, Dallas Buyers Club.
Dallas Buyers Club, right. So Jared Leto won the supporting actor Oscar. So I think he's an interesting choice for Hefner, and it turns out Hef endorsed it. So
really?
Before he died, yeah.
When I die, get Jared Leto to play my part. All right, movie news without Chugger. See, Chugger, we don't need you. 59...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.